I'm going to read each of these poems twice because the poems are actually written in two columns so that when you approach the page, you kind of have to choose how you might want to read them. Do you want to read them one column at a time? Do you want to read them independently of each other? And the reason that I was interested in that kind of layout was because the poems are so much about kind of navigating an uncertain relationship to my body and how to read my body, or how to read my body in terms of its, you know, relationship to the future or even to the present. And so laying out the poems this way means that the reader has to make some similar, or perhaps not similar, but analogous decisions about how they move through the poems. And they also, in the same way that this kind of embodied uncertainty isn't just difficult or unpleasurable, but actually can offer new ways of looking at living in one's body, and perhaps even new pleasures. Hopefully the poems offer those things as well. So when you hear these poems, you'll hear them twice. I hope you enjoy them. Thanks for listening.